Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Living in a lonely world, she took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room.
Welcome back. Welcome back from the days of Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. Before we get to the phone lines, we have to get the beat drop and remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Dre Day, fire away.
Hey, Mark and Steve, how y'all doing this morning?
Good, good.
First of all, I'd like to say I've been a Carl, I'm a diehard Carl fan ever since I was probably 6 or 7 years old, where I was watching the teams on a regular basis. And what I witnessed yesterday, I just don't have words to describe it. That mess of a team, that mess of a showing, I don't remember in my 50 years of watching the basketball team if I've ever witnessed anything quite like that from a UofL team.
Yeah.
And secondly, I'm so upset I can't even talk. That's how upset I am. And then secondly, we have no room to throw shade on the blue team up the road.
I disagree.
We can't after that showing. We can't throw no shade on anybody. We can't throw no shade on anybody after that beatdown where a team. Probably half their points was on dunks. I don't ever remember a Louisville team that ever had a showing like that, ever. That's all I got to say, guys.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it. Oh, I can always throw shade.
Yeah, and they're 13 years into their
with their Hall of Fame head coach and still pissed the bed in every big game they play.
13 years into that.
Yeah, I can absolutely talk crap about
Arkansas
them.
I'm an everyday shade thrower.
Arkansas 4 or 5 years into their system.
Now, on the other side, yeah, that last 10-minute stretch was about as bad as I can remember.
It sucked.
It was about as bad.
I don't know. I didn't got boat race sometimes.
I don't know. What was that? Up and Rup, the Padgett year? Which, hey, Padgett, we need to go back and apologize to him. That dude won 20 games.
That's what I said. No, yeah. I said we retroactively owe Mac and Patrick some apologies.
But he, I never had a lot of problem with Mac. But, anyways, but that was.
Yeah, when I got mad at him.
Satterfield,
too. Listen, there's a stretch. What's your boy from Alabama? Go back and look at a game. Flyer. You went back and looked at our schedule.
Alabama.
Oh, the year y'all played out. Yeah. Gerald Wallace.
Yeah. There's a stretch that Gerald Wallace did what Arkansas did to us. Mm. Me and Reese.
Mm. Oh, man.
I still remember looking at Reese's face, and we were like,
what is this?
We got ran out of that. We're like, Alabama. Like, when did y'all?
Well, I hope Marcus and Reese had a good time.
Oh, Nate, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Fellas, I think it's time that we just admit that we missed. Okay?
Stop.
I mean, I'm not.
Nate. Turn them back up.
We missed on a coach. We missed on recruits. We missed on guards. Blankenbaker was all over it. Okay, and I was in. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not completely out, but I'm about 99.9875 squared out. It's bad, and it ain't doing nothing but getting worse. We're not, guys. I don't know what to do. It's on fire, okay? And the fire extinguisher just ran out, and I don't think we're gonna be able to put it out. We're gonna win a game.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it's gonna be a miserable 3 years for you, Nate.
It probably is. Yeah, it is. And I mean, it's miserable. It's been a miserable 3-4 games. I hope turn it around. Yes, I want to turn it around. I want it to do good. I'm not the guy who wants us to lose so we can move on. I don't want that. I want to win ball games. Okay, at some point we have to admit that there's a problem. All right, and I don't know.
Well, but yeah, Nate, who's saying around. There's not a problem?
No.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I mean, there's a big difference in saying there's not a problem and we should fire him.
I'm not saying that anybody's saying that, but I think it's a lot bigger of a problem than any of us realize right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. It might be, yeah. Fair enough. All right.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Y'all be good.
All right, buddy. Well, maybe so.
Let's get the stats up so I can get grades and get out of here.
Want to take one more, Jonathan?
Jonathan, fire away.
Mr. Marcus, how are you, brother? Jonathan from Mount Washington. Good to talk to you.
Well,
it's going great. It's still better to be a Red fan than a Blue fan. I would rather cheer for underdogs than cheer for a bunch of underachieving prima donnas, but that's beside the point. Sorry, Marcus. The only thing that bothers me, and going way back to you guys and even before I was a ball boy for KP and the guys in 86, bothers me to see a loose ball on the floor and the only guy that dives for it is the other team. That bothers me. And bothers me that 17 out of 26 of their baskets last night were either layups or dunks. That concerns me because of lack of toughness. You did not see Wally Brown shy away. You did not see Derek Smith, Charles Jones, you, Reese, Robbie. I mean, you name the players. You did not shy away. That bothers me a little bit, but that's my point about last night. You know, it's not about wins and losses. It's about heart and toughness and determination in my eyes. So I'll hang up listening to you guys.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, I know what you're saying. They're not getting on the floor. Like I said, with Brandon, you got it on tape now. Brandon,
yeah.
Are you protecting your legs? Because I understand that. But it's not going to work.
Right.
I understand you're a can't-miss five-star prospect every time a ball's on the floor you're worried about people diving into your legs.
But by doing what you're doing right now,
you'll be here for 4 years
or somewhere else.
Or yep, or
you'll go back. You'll have to go back and step down.
Yep,
and you'll be one of those guys that it's like, hey, he was a 5-star. He came to Louisville, or he went to Tennessee. Didn't work. He transferred to Louisville. Then he had to transfer back to.
Austin Peay.
Austin Peay, yep. Yeah, you know, and it's like, okay, where is he now? I don't know. He's playing somewhere overseas.
Yep. If there's no 5-star.
That's the road
that
he's on at the moment.
That can shoot one jump hook, and not demand the ball in the post. Shot one jump hook, missed it. Shot one 3-pointer and played like 25 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing anybody can do about that. There's no system for that. There is no system for that. Unless you want to go play in a system. Unless you want to go somewhere where everybody jogs around and your back door screens and this and, you know, this and that. And then when you go to draft camp, guess what you're back to, Steve? There is no system for, you know, the coach is not sitting around drawing up a bunch of full half court executed plays to get Brandon Huntley Hatfield a shot. You crazy?
I know.
You crazy?
I know.
Yeah, player development phase says no. You have some personal accountability now. Let's do grades.
All right, let's do it.
We start off, I don't know if you remember, we start off with the least amount of minutes and work our way upwards.
Oh, okay. Point. How about the walk-ons? Ashton Miles DeVore, Aiden McCool. They each got a minute of action.
A's.
Okay. A. I'll give Steve the A.
They went in.
All right. Zampane, 3 minutes of action. Nothing on the stat sheet.
C.
Devin Ree, 3 minutes of play, nothing on the stat sheet. Oh, we did have one turnover.
D minus.
And a foul. Fabio, 3 minutes of action, 1 of 4 shooting, a foul, and 2 points.
I like his engagement on the bench as well. He's expecting to play. So I'll give him a C+.
Okay.
What about you, Steve? What'd you give Fabio?
I think Fabio needs to play more. Yeah, I think it's time. I think it's absolutely time for Fabio to play. Just watching him, he's working hard. I'm like, you know, he comes in yesterday, gets to the basket, scores. Like, it's time to give him some run.
Keep going, Nikki.
All right. I think there might be a typo here. I'm not sure. Did Hersey Miller play 6 minutes? He played more than that, right?
That seems about right.
Really? Okay. All right. My bad. All right. Hersey, 6 minutes of play, 1 of 2 shooting, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. He did pull down a defensive board, a foul, 3 points.
I'll give him a C-. I'll give him a C-. I did like him taking it to the basket, stopping when the guy blocked his shot. He was trying to he even pushed off and tried to throw it off the glass. But you got to give him more. You got to attack a little more. You got to be able to give L some real breathable minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, probably C-. I just, you know, I mean, when terrible, but he can't. He's just not going to come in right now against elite teams. I just don't see it. Like, I'm like, yeah.
I think he could have done a lot better, even against that team.
Maybe he could have done better.
It's like, but here's the thing. Again, you come in the game, you're thinking offense. I'm like, no, you're coming in fresh as all get out. You go harass their point guard. You go pick him up at half court. You harass him. You know how they bumped. Brandon around. You know, when he's off the ball.
Yeah.
Hersey, that's what you need. Like, we need full intensity Pat Bev out of you on defense. You don't come in the game just to affect the game on the offensive end. Everybody who comes off the bench, I mean, listen, Davenport told me 1,000 times. I ignored him every single time.
Yeah.
Marcus, come into the game, affect the game on the defensive end, on the rebound. And you don't come in the game and say, okay, if you come in and score, you had a good game. If you, you know, if you missed your shots, you had a bad game, and let that determine how you play. It's hard. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard to get somebody to – I'm sure everybody's been told that. Kenny Payne says, first thing comes to Louisville. He averaging 28 points a game. First thing coach says is, I want you to have 8-6, and that's how we'll win. He's like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
I'm a scorer. No. We need your defense. We got scores. We need, you know. So, Hersey, get the ball up the court fast. Get it to a big man fast. Get him in the offense fast. Harass, tire out their point guard. Make him uncomfortable. C minus.
All right. A guy that I desperately want to be good. Roosevelt Wheeler. 13 minutes of play. 1 of 2. Shooting. 2 defensive boards. 2 offensive boards. 1 foul. 1 turnover. 2 points.
I was kind of disappointed with Rose.
I was very disappointed with Rose. I was disappointed. It felt like he was dang near a non-factor when he was
let
in
that,
the game.
You let that guy come in there. And
I've been disappointed with him all season, to be honest with you. I really thought he'd be better.
He has the physical tools to be much better.
I know. That's the one thing.
I expected him to push everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just that's the one thing with Coach that, like, I think I expected more out of was the bigs. Mm-hmm. They're just not very good. And I'm like, okay.
They're not good or they're not aggressive.
Well, either way.
Either way.
Recruit more aggressive ones. That's what I say. I mean, in the future, you know. I mean, I would have thought we had good bigs. I understand why you didn't go out and get bigs in the summer.
Yeah.
I mean, God knows, if you had signed another big, people would have lost their minds. So, like, right. I get that. But now it's like, okay, I need different bigs.
Yeah, I mean, listen, 2 dribbles and a jump hook cannot be the only way your bigs affect the game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
2 dribble jump hooks, and like, that's our only judgment. Sydney, well, we'll get to Sydney. Like Rose, when the shot goes up, you have got to get some offensive rebounds. You got to get some defensive rebounds.
Yeah.
Like, we did good on defensive boards. We did good. We did good for the most part. I thought we did really good on the defensive boards. You got to go help on offense without just making post moves. You gotta root people out. You know, it's like, yeah, so D.
I'd probably give him an F. I just haven't think. I don't think he's been good all year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
D.
All right, moving on. J.J. Trainer, 18 minutes of play, 4 of 5 shooting, including 1 3-pointer. His only attempt, he knocked that down. 1 offensive board, 3 fouls, 3 turnovers, 9 points.
You can go first, Steve.
I will say, going piggybacking off of what you said, you noticed him when he was on the floor.
Yeah, I mean,
both good and bad.
Yeah, I would go C-, just because, like, at some point, son, you gotta become like,
you gotta drop it,
a dude. Yeah, like, you know, and at times it looks like out there that he's a kid, you know, and it's like, okay, come on. But his play, I mean, you know, I think he probably deserves
the
start.
The only reason that I'm giving him a C is because he was aggressive on offense.
Mm-hmm.
And he outran everybody and got that dunk. So something in his brain was turning a little faster as far as his motor.
Right.
His motor was going faster than it normally does. But on defense, like I said, when you – that lack of energy I saw on the defensive end.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, dude, you gave up.
You may note he got punked a few times.
Yeah, you gave up double in confidence that you gave to the other team than what you did for us. When you get that offensive rebound and they just – you just, you know, you don't draw any contact on it. You just kind of, ooh. It's like, no, dude, like, yeah, I mean, you played a little harder, but that's not where, you know, it's not where you're helping the team at, you know what I'm saying? That's helping you to play hard, get a couple buckets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do on the defense, man? Are you going to help? Are you going to, you know, just worry about your responsibility and, you know, so, yeah. See,
yeah, yeah.
I know what you're saying. See, because you ran hard.
But with the caveat, you think he's – do you both think he's earned the start?
I don't.
I do. Okay. I think it's time for me – I think it's time to set Sidney Curry.
See, I'm still like, okay, you have to go take it from him. That way, yeah. Sidney Curry can't pout.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Yeah,
I won't argue if that was the lineup.
Oh yeah. I totally agree.
If y'all put it this way, if y'all are neck and neck, I'm frustrated with Sidney Curry, but I'm still starting him because I've seen him go 25 and 15.
Right.
I've seen him, JJ. I've never seen JJ. Go 25 and 15. So if I'm on the edge of a breakout with a guy that I know can go 25 and 15, he gets to start until you take his spot from him. You might do it today. You know, you know. Like I said, I would have no problem if he started different. But no, y'all, if y'all are toss up, I'm gonna just start him till you go earn it. Keep going.
All right. By the way, coverage begins 1 p.m. here. Pregame coverage on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. As the Cards look to bounce back against Texas Tech. All right, Kamari Lands, 21 minutes of play, 3 of 5 shooting, 1 of 2 from behind the arc, perfect 6 of 6 from the charity stripe, no offensive boards, 2 defensive rebounds. Let's see, did he have a turnover? He had 1 turnover, 13 points.
B.
Whatever grade, we're talking about Kamari Lands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever grade I give Kamari Lands, it's probably
a sympathy grade.
No, it's probably a kind of sympathy. Mm-hmm. It's probably a little bit higher than what it deserves. It's probably a half grade higher than what it deserves. Yeah. So I'll say B.
Yeah, that would have been a C if he had been playing like he was supposed to play. Yeah, that would have been like, a C performance, a good C-plus performance.
I'll say B minus when really it probably should be a C.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of where I'm at with him because it was nice to kind of see him come alive a little bit.
When he hit, it was nice.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good. He showed you what he can be, even next year, you know, if he's a piece next year to a team or later, you know, like, yeah, sure.
All right, to the starting lineup. Brandon Huntley-Hatfield, 23 minutes of play. I did this backwards. I'm sorry. Starters, Sidney Curry, 18 minutes. 1 of 2. 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. He only had 1 rebound, a defensive one, 1 foul, 1 turnover, 3 points. He did have a steal, though.
But then he turned that over, too.
Yeah.
D minus.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
The only reason I'm giving him a D minus is because he did turn into the guy and got that bucket on him. It would have been an F.
Yeah.
If he didn't get that bucket to show some life,
oh.
D minus.
Yeah, D minus is what I was going to go with.
All right, Brandon Huntley-Hatfield, 23 minutes of play. Okay.
Keep going.
All right, let's see here.
F!
Yeah, he was terrible.
F! F! F, F, F.
Absolutely terrible F. For the expectations we have for him. The expectations
that he has for himself. That he has for himself.
All right.
We saw the video. We saw the video, Steve. We saw each individual say, what's your why? What's your why? What do you plan to accomplish? What's your, you F. Who's gonna draft you?
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna? Do you realize that they're gonna go back and look at that tape, Steve?
Yeah.
They're gonna say, "What did you do against top 20 competition?" They're gonna go look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine, Steve? Could you imagine sitting around with scouts and they're showing you this game, and you're watching it? Yeah. Take one shot.
Oh yeah, no, there's
two shots.
There's no scenario he plays in the NBA right now, and that's. That's pathetic because he should be an NBA player. Like that. Like, think about this. If that kid hadn't reclassed, do you understand that that would have been, like, say he didn't reclass and KP just came in and landed him. You know, we that would have been a number 5-4 player in the class of 2022. Like, dude, there's major expectations for a kid like you. You should be awesome. Like, do you know how much, do you know how different the narrative would be on KP's recruiting? If it was like, well, guys, I mean, he landed Lands. I mean, he got Huntley Hatfield, who's top 5 in the country. You know, what, had he not been right. transferred,
what
you
was,
know.
What was Black rank? What was his ranking?
15. Yeah. And, like, Black was 15th in the country. In that class, before he reclassed, Brandon Huntley Hatfield was top 5 in that class. So, like, what wow. I watched last night, y'all, Black and Huntley Hatfield were not in the same hemisphere. Like y'all aren't even remotely close to the same player.
Keep going.
So, yeah, that's just to explain why right. so harshly I'm like, yeah, no, an F. You have to be better.
All right, moving to Jalen Withers, another guy needs to be better. 25 minutes of play, 1 of 4 shooting. Missed both three-point attempts, 5 of 6 from the charity stripe. No offensive boards, 5 defensive ones, though. 4 fouls, 1 assist, which is, yeah, there's only 4 assists in the game, so 1 assist, 3 turnovers, 1 steal, 7 points. C minus? C?
C minus, yeah. Minus. You're active.
Yeah.
You're active. At least, listen, at least he's getting on the stat sheet, getting involved.
Right.
You know, getting on the boards, good job on the defensive boards. I'm extremely disappointed with him, but he's active. He's not just hiding.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just hide out.
Yeah.
I can see minus, minus.
Yeah, I hate grades because I'm like, they all suck.
They're ready to scrap the whole segment.
Yeah. I'm like, this reminds you. Yeah, they're all terrible.
We had a B minus from Kamari.
Because you've not been able to hit anything remotely close to a shot. I did like him looking like he came alive, though.
All right, next up, we got L. Ellis, 31 minutes of play, 4 of 6 shooting, 2 of 5 from behind the arc, 1 of 2 at the charity stripe, 3 defensive boards, 2 assists, 7 turnovers, 11 points.
I'm sorry, who was that?
L. Ellis.
L. Ellis. How many turnovers did he have?
7.
7.
D plus. D minus.
L's my guy, man.
D.
I really like L. But I didn't like what I saw yesterday. Mm-hmm. I didn't love what I saw yesterday out of him.
Mm-hmm.
You taking some shots, doing a little chirping, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't care for it. I just didn't care for what I saw from him yesterday.
Is that your way of not ranking him?
Yeah.
I like him too much to give him this cold heart.
Yeah. I didn't like it. Yeah. Let's see. I want to see better today. Somebody said great Anthony Black. A++++.
He's good at basketball.
The sad thing is, if I had him, I would pick him apart. Like, I don't know.
I know, like, right?
I mean, he's B plus for a freshman. What do you do? I mean, you know, he turned it over a couple times. I mean, there was a bunch of times. You know,
yeah. LL's can have 7 turnovers.
No, I don't care if he plays 100 minutes.
Your 7 turnovers and and those early 3-pointers at the beginning of the shot clock where nobody else gets a chance to touch the ball is the exact, the 100% opposite of what Kenny Payne says he needs out of L. Ellis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like the one thing I can't have out of L. Ellis and an offensive possession is an early shot and nobody else touches the basketball.
I'd still like to see some simpler passes, too. I mean, he did have 2 assists. They were only 4 all game. But the other guys with assists, you ask, Jalen Withers And last but not least, on the grades list, Mike James. 34,
he played the most minutes?
He did. 34 minutes of play. 0-2 field goals. Missed his only three-pointer.
Yeah, no, listen, and I love Mike, too. That's the those are my two that I really love those guys. Read his stat line with the minutes.
All right, 34 minutes, no field goals, no three-pointers. Hit 3 of 4 from the charity stripe, 1 offensive boards, none on the defensive side. A foul, he did have an assist, 2 turnovers, 1 block, the only one in the game, 1 steal, only 3 points.
I give him a pardon. He gets, was it clemency? Is that the word I'm thinking of? What is clemency?
Yeah, when they kind of forgive you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? He gets, listen, Steve gave L. Ellis his pardon, his presidential pardon for L. Ellis this week. I'm giving mine to Mike James. You know what Mike James is to me? He's the Dwayne Sutton stat line. You did a lot. Listen, you did a lot of little things.
Didn't show up.
Yeah, deflections.
Right.
You were in the right place to stop the penetration. You talked people through some switches, you know, just some stuff like that. Mike James, you take advantage of this pardon, son.
I kind of like that. I feel like every week you guys should give one pardon,
yep,
and then also like anoint the starters.
I just like to watch the game where Dwayne Sutton had that stat line with those minutes.
I know he has.
That's a good point.
I know he has, Steve.
I don't know, man.
I know he has.
Dwayne Sutton played 34 minutes.
Listen.
You think we ever, how many rebounds did Mike
we only had?
Had
6.
He had 1.
One rebound?
We had 6.
It was an offensive board.
You remember in some of the games we were only playing 6 players the whole game. Listen, but do you get what I'm saying though? With Dwayne Sutton, like I know, I'm talking extreme.
I hate them all.
I'm talking in extremes, but
look, you know what my problem is? Is I'm like, listen, man, I'm out here taking bullets for y'all. I'm out here getting.
So you're making this about you?
I'm out here getting punked on the message boards, on Twitter, on the text line. I'm like, and y'all can't do no more than that in the last 10 minutes of the game, man. I praise you 24/7.
This is how you repay me. Yeah. That does it for the grades. Mike James gets my pardon for this week. Because, like I said,
I'm not doing grades anymore. That was the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
He gets a pardon just for talking, to be the only one to talk slick to somebody.
Yeah.
That's why. Look, that's what Dwayne Sutton will do for me. At least make people look like, okay, I'm willing to fight.
There's a scene in Roseanne where she...
The TV show?
Yeah, their dad passed away. And Becky's like, I don't want to talk to these family members, because Becky's like just distraught.
Yeah.
Right. So she finally does it, and she's talking to an old family member, and she can't hear well. And she's like, you know, dad's gone. And and you can't hear the woman on the other line, but you can tell she can't understand what she's saying.
Yep.
So she's like, dad's gone. He's passed away. Dad's dead. You know, she's crying. You know, and she's like, anyway, she's like, fine. You know, he's fine. He sends his love. And she hangs up the phone. And the way she looks at Roseanne and says this is the way I'm saying it to you. She was like, she hangs up the phone. She goes, I am not doing that again. That's how I feel about this great segment. I am not watching this Texas Tech game today. And this butter knife of a 2.5 hours I'm going to have at 2:30 and coming in here tomorrow and grading,
yes, we will,
that performance.
Listen, we all have to do our part, Steve.
Oh, God.
You ask for fans.
You realize that's what today's going to be, right? It's going to be like gnawing your finger off.
You actually broke the skin just now, Steve.
Did you really? By the way, team stats, 16-44 shooting, 4-12 from 3, 18-25 from the charity stripe, 7 offensive boards.
Steve was so mad about the early free throws we missed.
Dude, they're free. We would go 1 for 1 every time.
Yeah.
And you know why free throws piss me off, Nick? Because that's the one thing a lot of us can do.
Well, our delegation.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's the white joke there. Oh, Jackie. I'm sorry, Jackie, not Becky. My bad. Thank you, Texter. But that's the one thing I'm like, and now listen, I do have a lot of respect for, like, clutch free throws when you're out there in the crowd. Mm. So, like, but listen, it's the first half, son.
Yeah, you're not okay? tired. Come on.
If I'm sitting on the bench in the shape I'm in now, and KP was like, Rummage, is Rummage in the crowd? Rummage, come and shoot these free throws. I know I can hit one of two. I know that. So, like, and probably can hit two in most situations. So, I'm like, when I watch y'all just... And especially when I watch the rims at Maui.
I know. Those are some soft rims.
If you hit the rim, it's
those
going in.
Those were some soft rims.
I mean, you really got to miss. Like, anywhere else, if you'd played at Duke, that would have been like... Poof.
One of those rims are going to break.
I know.
They're going to break.
You know that noise Duke's rims made?
Yep. Like, phing. Yep.
Can you imagine like, some free throws there? God, you're like, golly.
I got to mark that. You make that noise again.
I don't know. I can.
All right. So they shot 36.4% from the field, 33.3% from behind the arc, 72% from the charity stripe. Compare that to Arkansas, who went 29 of 51 from the field, shooting just under 57%. That's crazy. 36.4 from behind the arc, comparable to Louisville, and 73.7% from the charity stripe. Well, comparable to Louisville again.
Well, thank you for that turd on top of the Sunday.
Steve, okay. These are just growing pains.
Louisville did get more offensive boards than Arkansas. They had 7 to Arkansas 6.
I cannot explain to you how much I'm dreading this game today. And I hate that that's coming out of me, man.
Arkansas had 22 defensive boards to Louisville 17.
Shout out Russell Davis Jr.
Cards had 16 fouls. Arkansas had 23. So
who's the coach at Texas Tech now?
I don't know. He was under Beard.
Yeah,
assistant.
He just kept it rolling. They defense slow.
20 assists, 20 dimes for Arkansas.
So this is going to be like playing against
4 for Louisville.
A worse Virginia.
16 turnovers for the Razorbacks.
What
22
do you expect, Steve?
For the Cards.
Today?
Yeah. What attitude do you expect? What attitude out of our team do you expect?
I mean, I haven't watched anything yet that makes me think like the team is just going to not show up to play at the beginning of the game or anything, but my God.
Cards had a block.
Have some self-respect,
Arkansas
man.
Had
you know
3.
What I'm saying? Like, good Lord.
You're doing a great job, Nikki.
Thank
throwing
you.
Throwing a sprinkle.
Yeah, like, who cares what he's saying?
He's Arkansas 10 steals.
Background noise.
Louisville 4, good buddy. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, have some self-respect today, man. Like, I mean, I watched Texas Tech yesterday. They're definitely not as good as Arkansas. It's a different game.
Mm.
Arkansas's going to play. Arkansas runs exactly what we run.
They just have
a lot better players. I mean, if you watched Arkansas's offense,
listen,
they run exactly what we run.
One of the callers said that earlier about the movement and stuff, and I didn't even want to correct them. That's how agitated I am. I wasn't even gonna, I'm just like, okay, I'll just let you get that one off.
Yeah, like, I mean, they do what we do. They just have so much better. And I just, you got to just start paying kids, man.
Points in the paint for the Cards.
Ugh.
16. Points off turnovers, 19.
Who, Arkansas had 19 points? No,
that was U of L.
I was going to say that's impossible.
Yeah. Arkansas had 38 points in the paint and 29 points off turnovers. Cards only had 2 second chance points.
Cards only had 2 second chance points.
Arkansas,
that's not offense, man. That has nothing to do with anything.
Arkansas only had 3 second chance points. But they were shooting really well.
No, we just did. We did a good job on the defensive rebounds for the most part. That's the one thing I will 100% we defensive rebounded at a pretty elite level yesterday. You know,
we actually do rebound on the defensive end fairly well.
Yep. I will listen. We rebound like
17 defensive boards.
Yeah, we rebound like that.
I mean, what did Arkansas have?
Well, 22.
That's not fair. We miss a piss ton more of shots.
But yeah, our defensive rebounds, like, I'm okay with that.
Let's see here. Fast break points, 9 for the Cards, 15 for the Razorbacks. Cardinal bench outscored the Arkansas bench 29-25.
Say that again.
The Cardinal bench outscored the Razorbacks 29-25. Our reserves are better than theirs.
Yeah, eat it.
Snack on that for lunch, Musselman.
Let's go. I want. Okay, what do I want to see today? Because we're obviously not going to do a break. I mean, it's 11:48.
Yeah, I know. Nikki at 51, so you can get your spots in. What do you expect to see?
I want
to
see Fabio Moore. Okay. I don't think he's going to change the starting lineup. I think he should. I understand what you're saying.
I want to see, though.
Yeah. I can listen to that. Like, let him play through Maui, and then, okay, now I have film. Yep. I do think that's a good point on your part. Now I have some film that I can say.
I can
when
discipline
I
bench
you, shut up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have to get there to where, like, hey.
Because I do believe there is something there. When I know a lot of people roll their eyes right now when he says, I've got to get their trust and stuff.
Yep.
I do.
It's not fun.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I roll my eyes in the press conference when he says that sometimes.
Yep.
But
in real life,
I know that there is some of that is the case. I want to see more Fabio. Let's see if Kamari Lance can keep doing what he's doing.
If my bigs don't play basketball, we're done.
I'm sick of the bigs.
If my bigs don't play basketball, we're done.
I'm sick of these bigs. And they're going to get tested today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I am sick of these bigs.
Texas Tech.
Too freaking talented.
They watched the game, too. Texas Tech watched it, y'all. They have footage of you.
And I'll throw y'all under the bus in a heartbeat. I'm only going to take so many shots. I'm getting weak out here on the front lines, boys.
I'm tired of being the shepherd.
I'm getting weak. Lord, I'm getting weak. I need you. Maybe we'll talk about the Governor's Cup at some point this week, if we can get to it.
93.9 DeVille.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.